Okay.
Well, not the
spam.
As it indicates on the top of the sheet, I want to speak this evening about a subject which is nogea, maybe not so much this time of year, when Shabbos is late anyway, but it's more nogea, I think, sometimes when Shabbos is early, and that is the conditional acceptance of Shabbos, you know, the mekabel Shabbos ala tanai. But it'll take us a while to get to that point, and we'll be able to go through some very yisodizdik inyanim, fundamental inyanim, relating to tanayim, to conditions in general, in halacha, which is kind of a shas type of sugya, and then we'll see if it relates to the acceptance of Shabbos. And Parshas Matos, which is the first of the two sedges, this week we read Matos and Masei, finishing Chumash Bamidbar. So in Parshas Matos, the first of the two sedges, it says in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Choftes, after, as we all know, the members of the tribes of Gad and Reuven come before Moshe Rabbeinu, and they say, we'd like to stay here on the eastern bank of the Jordan River. We call Eir HaYarden, today it's the country Jordan, and they're part of Syria, and they say, we'd like to stay here. We're very comfortable in this area. It says in the Torah that this was good pasture, good grazing land, and these particular tribes had a lot of cattle and whatever else. They said they wanted to stay on this side of the Jordan River, and they said, we don't want to come into Eretz Yisrael. And they asked Moshe if that's okay. So we know Moshe reacted very angrily to this possibility. He had visions of the second coming of the Meraglim. He thought that, they don't want to go into Eretz Yisrael again. It's going to be just like before, and of course we'll get angry. We just finished the 40 years, and we're going to start all over again. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, it's not fair. You're going to stay here while the rest of Bnei Yisrael have to go in and fight and conquer the land. No, no way. But then they convinced Moshe Rabbeinu that that's not what he's looking for. No, they're not trying. That's not what they're looking for. They're not trying to get away with anything. On the contrary, they said, we will come in and we'll participate in the battles and we'll fight and we'll help and we'll do everything. Then at the end, when everything's all finished, we'll come back over here. Is that okay? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, well, and Parakalam Abayi is supposed to test the first source. Moshe Aleim. Moshe said, Im Yav Ruben Egarim Ne'erubin Nechanezei Adin, Kol Chotzom Lecham Ofnei Hashem, V'nich B'shar Tzivneichem. Well, if you'll do that, if you'll come in and fight, and be soldiers and so on, and fight in the battle, then Unusatem Lohem Es Eretz HaGilad Achuzah. Then you'll get this land on the other side of the Jordan River called here Eretz HaGilad for an inheritance. So if you'll keep your word and your soldiers come in and fight and so on, then okay. But, in Pasuk Lamed, Im Lo Yav Ruch Halutzim Itchem, if you're not going to do it, you don't keep your word, you won't come and fight, then you'll have to come like everybody else, you're not going to get this land. So Moshe Rabbeinu stipulates very clearly exactly what has to happen, and he says it in two ways. He says, if you'll keep your word, you'll get the land. If you don't keep your word, you won't get the land. So on the basis of this, the Mishnah says in Maseches Kedushin, the second source, Daf Samech Aleph Amud Aleph, the Mishnah says the following. Rab Meir Omer, the Meir says, Kol Tanai, She'eno kitnai b'nei God u'b'nei Reuven, eno tanai. The mayor says that any condition that someone wants to make in any area of halacha, in a business transaction or anything else, where you want to do something conditionally, you say, if this, then I'll give you that. If not this, I won't give you that. And so on. You make a sale, or you give somebody a matana, or anything like that, in the realm of any kind of transaction, or by kiddushin, or by a get, or by anything, comes up here in the Maseches Kiddushin, because it relates to kiddushin. If somebody will give kiddush, give a ring or something else to the woman, I'll tanai in a condition X, Y, and Z. So Rameir says that for a tanai to have an effect, for the tanai to be valid, in other words, for the closure of the deal to hinge on the completion of the tanai, and it was for the tanai to have validity, it only works if the tanai is formulated just as the tanai was formulated here with Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. That's the lashon of Rameir in the Mishnah. Again, Rameir Omer kol tanai she'eno ketanai Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, eno tanai she'nemar, v'amalei m'yabu Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, etc., the two psukim that we quoted. And it means, as Rashi explains, look in Rashi in source 3, Rashi there in Kedushin, Samach Aleph and Aleph on that Mishnah is kol tanai she'ein kafel. Notice that Moshe Rabbeinu spelled out both sides. He says, if you'll do, well, you're coming to the land, if you'll do this, then you'll get the land over here, and if you don't, you won't. He spelled out both sides. If yes, then yes. If no, then no. It's called a tanai kafel. It's double. He says both sides, heads and tails of the coin. He spells everything out. So if a tanai that's ain't kafel, says Rashi, the next Rashi there in 3, ketanai b'nei gav reuven ain't tanai, but afal pi shalom is kaima, tanai is kaima advar. Meaning, what do you mean the tanai doesn't count? It means we ignore the tanai, and the deal stands without the fulfillment of the condition. As if I say to you, I'm giving this to you as a matana on the condition of X, but I don't spell out that if the condition is met, you get the item. If the condition is not met, you don't get the item, then the deal stands regardless. We disregard the Tanai. It doesn't matter what I said.
So they sell vineyard half to eight together. So I don't have to say moving
matter. So I don't have to buy it. Okay. But but here we're talking about it's a Tanai. I'm doing something on condition of certain things. So the point of what Rashi's telling us is that we don't take into account the Tanai. We ignore the condition. I say that this business transaction is being done only on the condition that X, Y, and Z. Okay, and we close a business deal. And I tell you, I'm only doing it on this condition. Reb Meir says, if you didn't stipulate it in this way, Tanai couple with both sides, then we ignore the Tanai, and you can't back out. The deal stands without the fulfillment of the condition. That's why Rashi's Afo Pishon, Iskaima Tanai, Iskaima Advarim. Kagon, he gives an example. Hareze Gitech Al Menashe Titli Masayim Zuz. I give the woman, the husband gives the wife a get, a divorce, on the condition he gives, she's going to give $200. The low perish lichvo, vim lo titni lo yehe get. But you didn't say the other side. You didn't say, and if you don't give me $200, it's not going to be a valid get. Ein kan tenai, shomasayim zuz klau, vafil nosna have a get. The get counts even without the $200, no matter what he said, because he didn't stipulate it the right way. And it says, Kemosha Matsina, Shutzach Moshe Ben, I was from Likpo. That's why Moshe Ben had to double it, and again, Rashi quotes the Psukim. And therefore, the Tanai has to be met. And then Rashi, it's not only that, not only has to be a Tanai Kofel, but, as Rashi says in the fourth line there, Behu Adin Nami, Debinan Tanai Kodem Lamaisa. There's a special formula. You have to present it. Tanai, you have to say the condition, the if side, before the deal side. Tanai kod lamaisa. Midaloma tulahem im yavru. He didn't say, you'll get the land if you come fight. Right? He said it the other way. If you come fight, then you'll get the land. The if, the Tanai, the condition is specified first in the formula. In other words, it's a specific formula. And that's what Rashi says. So just like by Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain, they followed this particular formula. So in any area of halacha for a Tanai to be considered valid, to be brought into the equation, it has to be a Tanai Kofel, not only Tanai Kofel, but it has to be Tanai Kod Lamaisa. Okay? And furthermore, Bishamina Nami, Debinan Hain Kodem Lulav. You have to say the positive side before the negative. You say two sides, right? So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say, well, if you don't come in and fight, you're not going to get the land, and if you do come in, you will get the land. He said it the other way. He said the positive first. If you do come in, you'll get the land. If you don't, you won't. So that's called Hain Kodem Lulav. The plus, the positive before the negative. So all these conditions have to be met. Now, in the mission, it's important to note, Chaim Ben Gamliel disagrees. He says, no, we can't learn that out. There's other reasons why Moshe Rabbeinu formulated it that way, because otherwise you might have thought they got no land. Rashi explains, we don't have to go into that sheet right now. But what do we see from here? So from this mission, Kiddush, Rashi explains it to us. It says, in order for a Tanai, in Halacha, to have validity, the Tanai has, so far, three qualifications. It has to be Tanai Kofel, say both sides. You have to have Tanai Kodem Lamaisa. You have to specify, we're learning like Rashi, there's other ways to learn what means Tanai Kodem Lamaisa. What Rashi learns, it means you have to specify the if, the condition, before the action. If you'll come and fight, then you'll get the land. Not, you'll get the land if you come and fight. You've got to formulate in that particular fashion. And three, it has to be Hain Kodem Lamaisa. You have to say the positive side, you if you come and you get the land, and then if you don't come and fight, you won't get the land.
Ritual matters?
Oh, very good. So that's exactly what we discussed. Remeir's Lushin is looking too. Call tonight. That's Remeir. Now, just before we get into some of those details, there's another important mission in this regard that mentions another qualification or stipulation has to be there in the Tanai. The mission of Messiah Daftzari Dalad Amad Aleph, source 4. First of all, it says, Kol HaMastan HaShakasu BaTorah Tanau Bato. You can't make a Tanai to do something against the Torah, okay? But more important for us right now is V'chol Tanai Sheyesh Maisa B'tchiloso Tanau Bato. Okay? Kol Tanai Sheyesh Bo Maisa B'tchiloso. Rashi explains in source 5. B'metziya Tzari Dala Daman Aleph. Kol Tanai Sheyesh Maisa B'tchiloso. Sheikdim Maisa She'olav L'asos L'Tanai Shul Sholman Kagon. Harei Maisa Zeh Shulcha Im Tase Dover Ploni. Okay, that's a clearer formulation of what we mentioned before of Tanai Kodem Lamaisa. You have to have the Tanai before the Maisa. Otherwise, Tanai Bato, as Rashi explains, are the Maisa Mekuyim, the Afal Pisha Lokiyam Bala Tanai, as HaTanai. The Maisa stands even without the Tanai being fulfilled. Okay? Another important Gemara, Ksubas, Ayin Dalam Aleph, source number 6. The Gemara says, Michdi, Kol Tanai Mehecha Garminan Mitanai B'nei Gadar B'nei Ruvain. The Gemara there also says, where do we learn the whole idea of Tanayim from, conditions from B'nei Gadar B'nei Ruvain? So Tana, the Had, the Epshel Kiyume Ade Shliach Kihasam Have Tanai Tanah, the Lovshel Kiyume Ade Shliach Kihasam Lo Have Tanah. Another stipulation. It has to be possible for you to appoint an agent to carry out this condition. Okay, it can't be something that's restricted to one person. You can appoint an agent. As we see, Rashi explains. Look at Rashi in source 7. Ksubas ayin dam al-hal. Kol time echa minu tab in a government Ruben, di im yavru v'nesatem v'lo yavru no chaz b'sochem, right? The efshel kiyum elamai sos tahan v'nesatem ayidei shliach ki hosom. Because who was going to carry this out? Not Moshe. Moshe was talking about giving the land, but was he going to be the one to give the land? He knew already he's not going to Eretz Yisrael. Who's going to be supervising this? Yoshua. Right? Sorry, Moshe tzivle Yoshua l'aseis lam. And it's in this parsha. Moshe told Yoshua, l'aseis lam esaretz. Shashlucho shal Moshe. Unusarohem. Although, for example, chalitza. Okay, that's what the particular case there in Ksuba, the chalitza, where the Baal, right, Mr. Gufo, where the brother of the deceased husband has to spit and so on. Well, you can't appoint a shliach. You go do the chalitza for me. It doesn't work. So there, you can't, since you can't do it with al yedei shliach, through agency, then you can't make a tanai either. That's the rule here in Ksuba. It's another rule, that a tanai only works if it's a type of thing that you can have agency on. You can have a shumilsa, less of a shlichus, less of a tanai. Something which is not subject to being done by somebody else, can't be. So again, why? All of this is because it's modeled after the Tanai B'nei Gadar B'nei Ruben from Aris Sedra. What's the swara behind this? Tosos yes, Akasha, in the source 8, Ksubas Ein Da'al V'al. Tosos yes. You told me, Mas swara yeshkan. What kind of a logic is that? You have to be able to point the shliach? What's that going to do with anything? Okay? The logo, I'm going to Mashu swara, right? So, if you don't have the logo, Mahani Tanai B'nei Siskarka, I mean, how far do we take it, says Tosos? Maybe it should only work when you're talking about giving somebody land. After all, that was the case of B'nei Gadar B'nei Ruben. So Tosa says, obviously, we're not learning every possible thing out of B'nei Gadar B'nei Ruben. We don't say that, you know what we learn from there? Conditions only work when you're talking about giving somebody land. Right. If your name is Moshe, if you're giving somebody land. We don't say that. All right, but that was the B'nei Gadar B'nei Ruben. So says Tosa, obviously, I mean, it has to make some sense. So what kind of, you're right, technically speaking, there it can be done by a shliach. Moshe wasn't going to be there, he's appointing Yeshua as a shliach. But why does that suddenly now become one of the rules, one of the conditions for the condition, okay, one of the requirements for the condition? Why? Is that logical? What's the story behind it? You're telling me, oh, because that's the way it was, but they got many ruin. Not everything's exactly the same. Otherwise, you'd say, no, this only applies to giving land in Eretz Yisrael. That's, we don't say that. Tosis says, Yishlom, but the Haino Taimon. Huh? The whole, right, faster man. You have to have someone who has a lot of cattle. I mean, obviously, right? So it says, "V'hol v'hamaisa kol kach v'yado sheyachol l'kama d'shliach svarahu sheikemol kin b'yado l'shave beitanah." So it says, "No, what's the logic? It's logical. In order to be able to affix a tanai, a stipulation, the action has to be your action to the extent that you have such bias over you can even appoint an agent to do it for you." And you have such control over the situation that you can appoint the shliach. That's what the logic is behind this rule. That it's the action, the transaction, is such that it's so much in my hands that I can even have my agent do it for me, right? And therefore, I can fix it tonight. But a chalitza, well, it's not really, I can't do it by shliach, so I can't make a tanai either. It's not my action, so to speak. So I have a mitzvah, I have to do it, but I don't have bilus over it. It's not something under my control, so to speak. Okay, that's what Tosa says in terms of the logic behind it. Okay, but the other thing, huh?
If tanai would work in a chalitza, what would the tanai say?
I'm only releasing you from the Zika, whatever. If hey, give me $100, whatever. Now, yeah. And Tosus goes so far as to say that Lamaisa, the end of Tosus there, Subasai and Davanah, Dimasul Tanai, Tosus goes so far as to say that whereas not everybody agrees, remember who was the Mar of the Shmaitz division was Reb Meir. Reb Meir said Kol Tanai, but even in that Mishnah, Rechemin and Gamliel disagreed with the Meir. And other places, other people, you don't always need Tanai Kof, you don't always need, but you know what, says Tosus, everybody agrees that it has a milsa de leisa b'shlichus leisa b'tanai. Everybody agrees that it's got to be something for which you're going to point to shliach. So Tosfos says, why? Because it shows your bialis. That everybody agrees, even though in other cases people disagree with the mayor, as we see shortly. One other important point. Another Gemara in Gittin, Daf Ayin Hay Amud Aleph. Gemara has a similar expression to what we just had in Ksubas, but it gives us yet another rule. Source number 9, Gittin Daf Ayin Hay Amud Aleph. Michti, Kol Tanai Mehecha Gamrina Mehumi Tanai Gamruin Ma Hosam Tanai Bedover Echad Umaisa Bedover Acher Af Kol. The Tanai has to be extraneous to the transaction, something outside. Rashi explains. Source 10, Gittin Ayin Hay Amud Aleph. Acher Lavor Hayarden Umaisa Bedover Acher Nachmas Eber Yarden Mizracha. One thing, the two aren't necessarily connected. In other words, I can say, if you'll come into land in Eretz Yisrael, then you'll get the land here. The two don't go together. That's when a Tanai works. But let's say I make a Tanai, and that's one of the cases. I make a Tanai and I said, I'll give you a get on the condition that afterwards you give me the document back. So that's a condition. If you give me the document, but I formulate Tanai Kofel, that won't work either, because that's not extraneous to the giving of the get. The condition has to be something outside, has to be something independent of the action. So that's another rule, okay? So Tosus asks, yeah, we'll get to that in 2 seconds. So Tosus here, and the Rosh, and just to explain, they wonder, where does all this come from? It sounds a little funny. You have to make, everything has to be modeled, so that all these rules, in order for Tanai to work, so far we saw Tanai Kofel, and Tanai Kodom Lamaisa, and Hain Kodom Lalav, and Efshar Yudei Shliach, and Tanai B'Dover Echad Maisa Dover Acher, all because of Bnei Gav and Reuven. What's the reason behind that? Why does everything have to be modeled so tightly after Bnei Gav and Reuven? So Tosus says, in Gittin Daf Ayin Hamad Aleph D'Masal Afuke, Tov says in Tamar Bishlam Tanai Kofel Tanai Kofel Ma'is Ain Kol Lav Yalfin and Shap Mitai Bnei Gad Ben Ruvain, because they're mentioned specifically, okay. And but the idea of, or the other rule that can be Mas Mashal Kosev Torah or Efshar Kamidei Shliach. I mean, you know, who says that'll work? He says no. It's the Yesh Lomar Mishum Dechol Hatanayim Aksuvim Demaisi BeKedushin Baruch Omer Abein and Zeh Shmamina Debein and Mamish Kihai Gavna. Has to be exactly like Bnei Gav and Reuven. Tosfos didn't explain why, but the Rosh fills in the blanks. Take a look at source 12. The Rosh in Yevamos Perik Yud Beis Siman Tesvav says, what's the reason? Demin Hadin Ein Koach Bishum Tanai Levato Hamaisa. I'm doing an action. Actions speak louder than words, right? And I'm selling you this property. I'm giving you this present, right? So now, while I'm giving it, I say something. Why should that matter? I'm doing it. It's not in the contract. You don't have to have witnesses. I mean, you know, like, I don't know what the story would be in American law, actually. Should we ask a lawyer? But I would think that in American law, for a business transaction to work, don't you have to put it, you know, do you want to make a condition? It should be in the contract, right? Can you just say something and then it counts? It's hard to imagine, right? Just, but I said like this. As soon as I sold him the fence, but I said I only meant it if he gives me $1,000 tomorrow. What do you mean? That wasn't in the contract. That wasn't part of it. Your action, you gave him the money. You gave him the book, whatever you sold him, right? So the Rosh says, right. Demin hadin ain kar pashum tanai levato hamaisa. You can't just say, I'm doing on condition. Why should your words count? So he says, "Vafilu lo niskayim atanai roi hamaisel yoskayim." And therefore, just because I made it tanai and mumbled something after I gave it to you, therefore now the whole deal's off if we don't keep that condition. Elo di alfina mitanai b'nei gadol b'nei Reuven. What do we see from the story of b'nei gadol b'nei Reuven? That what? That does work. No, what you say does make a difference. That's a chiddush. Okay, the concept of a tanai being able to undo a maisa. Words can undo the. You're saying I said certain words, and therefore we signed on it. I gave you money and everything. But I was saying my words can undo the entire transaction. That's a chiddush. Okay, what I said now that's a chiddush. So basically, the Rosh says ein bo al chiddusho. The chiddush is learned since the Torah we see from the story of Bnei Gav Bnei Reuven that it works. So therefore, it has to be exactly like Bnei Gav Bnei Reuven. In other words, the Torah taught us here a chiddush din that your words can undo the transaction. Or failure to huh? Mabato. Okay, right thing. Mabato. It disqualifies it.
So what about
that's a chiddush.
Huh?
No. Why is that a tanai?
No, it's
not. No, I don't think so.
I sell you this. The price is not a tie. It's a red car. That's not a tanai. And it's.
We said it has to be extraneous to the thing. What I'm saying is I don't want to back down, but
would have said extraneous tonight doesn't help.
Yeah, sure. But it only if it modeled exactly after what the Nekov, and that's the Rush's point. You understand? Well, let's read it again. This is a one line of Rush, but he says it very importantly. It does work. Therefore, it has to be modeled exactly like you're telling the Torah told you Chiddush, so if it applied to your case, it has to be exactly like the way it was in the Torah. That's why all these rules are in place. Tosus says it also. Okay, Tosus and Subisaf Nun Vav, a different Tosus. Subis Nun Vav and Alf, the Yom Afla Harez and the Kudeshes. Tosus says the end. Omer Ri, the Lav, the Alfina, the Tabit, the Gabri Rubin, Havamina, the Shum Tanai, and the Matos Amaiser. If not for the Parsha of Tanai, the Gabri Rubin, I would have thought, no Tanai, no words can undo a Maiser or cancel out a Maiser. But Philo is kind of self, a Maiser Kayam, the Maiser should stand. The Hashta, the Alfina, the Hosom, the Mahani, Tanai, Levantala Maiser, Amin, the Davke, Kesheno Mas, Mashkas of Torah, Dumid, the Gabri Rubin, Shulisom, Mashkas of Torah. It has to be exactly like Tanai, the Gabri Rubin. Now, do we paskin like this? Is it so clear that everybody agrees that every time, that every Tanai has to be? I mean, the Rosh gave you the Svara for it, and we saw a mayor held. So the truth is, the Chiddush HaRidvon, source 14 of Ridvon, Kiddushin, that original Sugya, Samach Aleph and Aleph, the Ridvon says, this is the opinion of Reb Meir. First, we'll see. He says, just read, he says, Pirish, the boy Reb Meir, de la Havu, Chamisha Dikduke Tanayim Kiosim. Tanayim Kiosim. Reb Meir requires five conditions to be in place for the Tanai to have validity. The Hainu Tanai Kofel, the Hain Kodon Lab, Utanai Kodon Mais, Utanai Bedover Echel Mais Dover Acher, and Tanai Shefsher Lekayim Amais Haide Shliach. Right? Those are the five things we mentioned. Wa Kasabnu Le'el, says the Rashba, Bechulu Pligi Rabbanan Aleh. The Rabbanan disagree with the mayor. Bein Bemomon, Bein Begitten Bekedushin, okay? Except for the one, Bar Mitanai Shefsher Kayim Mais Haide Shliach Shenot Tanai. That everybody agrees. So, the Ritva says, nice with all these svaras, not so fast. Well, bottom line is, we don't always require all these conditions, all these stipulations to be in place for the condition to work. They disagree with their mayor. That's their mayor's opinion, but not everyone agrees with the mayor. And he says, Hilchus HaKarbon on the Yochim Rab Malchim Gerabim, the mayor is the minority view, and all the sigas go, and that's why Rechalina ben Gamliel, in that original Mishnah Kedushin, son of Halanav disagrees. He holds like the Rabbanon rather than a third sheet, and so on, and not everybody agrees. On the other hand, he says, some say you have to have some of the conditions. So Rabbi Zitter asked before about an Esrog. Look at this, the Gemara and Kiddushin, earlier in the Masechta, Vavim Beis, Amar Rava, Halach Esrog Zeh. Okay, it's the first day of Sukkot, and my kid broke the pitum on my Esrog. So it's a puzzle. Now I come to you in Shul, I want to do a mitzvah Esrog. So on the first day, you have to own the Esrog. You know how to use a barred Esrog, right? On the first day, you need to have your own Esrog. So I say to my, or you say to me, whatever Halach Esrog's there, I'm giving you this Esrog. But on what? On a condition that what? You give it back. I paid $150 for this Esrog. I paid $150. I need the whole rest of the week. I'm not giving it to you now. I'm giving it to you now. Use the mitzvah. I'm giving it back. So it says the Gemara, not lo vech zero. If I took it and then I gave it back to you, then Yotza is Yotza Mitzvah, because I owned it for those 5 minutes, because you gave it to me on the condition. But you love, I didn't give it back to you, then lo Yotza, the whole deal was retroactively no good. But I'm afraid, never mind, so I'm not Yotza Lochem. So ask Tosus, 1 second, Vav Mera Beis and Kedushin, Vim Asa Loach Ziru, Vim Tomer Amai lo Yotza, Halo Habe Tanai Kofel. The guy didn't say, if you give me back the Esrog, you Yotza, but if you don't give me back the, he didn't say Tanai Kofel. All it says what is, Halach Esrog Zeh. So yes, Tosus, right. So Tosus asks, where's the, where's the Tanai Kofel? I thought, so the answer is Tosus, Yesh Lomar Dika Tanai the Loboy Kofel. So we see, Taki, you don't always need a Tanai Kofel. It's got to be Kedu. Kagon, why? Kagon, Hacha. He said even Rameh would agree. Why? Shaya Daito Shivar Chavero Esuk Shalo. He says, because here, it's obvious without the Tanai, it's obvious that I'm not giving you this Esrog. I paid $150 for this Esrog, I'm giving it to you now, and I get a new Esrog for the rest of the week. Sometimes it's self-understood. It's so plain as day that I want it back from you. I'm only giving it to you. You come to me the first morning of Sukkot, my Esrog broke, apostle, I need an Esrog, so obviously I'm giving it to you for what purpose? If you're to do the mitzvah right now, of course you have to give it back to me. So Tosus says, when it's so plainly obvious, okay, when it's clear that I didn't specify, I have to specify to my couple that Tanai works even without it. And he says, Gedolim is though somewhere, refers to a later Gemara in Kedusha, Mem Tesem Abayz, which I print on the bottom in source 17. Okay, here's the case. Ha'u gaber dezovin l'nichsei daitel meisah k'aretz Yisrael. A guy's making aliyah. Just had this week, my son and the daughter-in-law just moved into their apartment, so on and so forth. So somebody here, Teenek Shuls, was making aliyahs. They were getting rid of shelves or whatever, perfect thing for newly married folks. So naturally, I had to be involved in the schlepping process. So I went over and picked. So they're going to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara has a case. The guy sold l'nichsei, and there wasn't too much shelves. Rashi explains in Kedushim Mem Tesmeis l'nichsei mekarka, mekarkoi, he's selling his land. And then, so what happened was, the deal for Eretz Yisrael fell through. The guy couldn't go. They couldn't go to Eretz Yisrael. And everyone knows that so what's the deal? So the deal is, but you didn't say, I'm only selling this to you because I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. You didn't say it. So now, can you come back and say, listen, my plans fell through, I need my house back. You can't do it. Amarov, you know why? Havidvarim shebelev. Dvarim shebelev, einam dvarim. That was your mental calculation. I didn't know. I'm a buyer. I don't know why you're selling this. You're going to Eretz Yisrael, not going to Eretz Yisrael. You never told me because it's Eretz Yisrael. So Tosas there in Kiddushin on Daf Vav and Beis, the earlier Tosas that I printed, as well as the next source, Tosas there on Daf Mem Tesmeis, Dvimasa Dvarim shebelev. Tosas says, so why do we not let the deal fall through? Because we say, how is the buyer supposed to know what the seller is thinking? He's only thinking this on the condition he's moving to Eretz Yisrael. And now he comes back to, well, he never said anything. So Tosas says, what do you mean he never said anything? The implication is if he would have said something, then the deal would be off. It wasn't Tzai Kofel. You didn't say, if I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, if I don't go, right? So he says, well, Kosha, my hobby didn't Tzai Kofel. Or lo hisnishim lo yechoy sky mecha. He quotes a Rashbam, and the same thing by Esther, and the whole thing that the Tosfos links up, because there, there's a Gilui Milsa, so to speak. It's obvious, so that's a different situation. So, Tosfos sums up in Gittin Daf Ayin Ham and Aleph, at the end of Tosfos, the long Tosfos, but I only printed the end of it in source 20, the Masa Lafuke, Tosfos, the Gimel Yonam Yesh. The Yesh Mekomos, the Be'inah Tanai Gomor. Sometimes it has to be an actual real Tanai. Or Rav Meir Tanai Kofel, and Rav Meir will require Tanai Kofel and all the other rules. The Yesh Mekom was the Lobina El Gilui Das. Other places just have to, it's clear, right? Gilui Das. The Yesh Mekom was the Filu Gilui Das Lobina. Okay? If other factors are in place, like the case in Eretz Yisrael, which could be undone. So that's the rule. The Rambam summarized these halachas in Hilchos Ishas, source number 21, the Rambam in Hilchos Ishas. Perek Vav, Halachas Aleph through Dalad. I don't have to read it all inside, and I'll say some time. The Rambam writes, Hamakadosh al Tanai, in Miskayim at time of Kodesh, and Lomiskayim ain't Mekodesh. That's right, you're Mekadosh woman al Tanai. So if the Tanai is fulfilled, the Kedush is valid, and you're not Mekayim the Tanai, it's not Mekodesh. And by the way, important, Bein Shah time in Aisha, Bein Shah in Aisha. It doesn't matter which party, whether the husband or the wife, the bride or the groom, made the Tanai. Either way, right? She accepted the ring only in a certain condition, or he gave her only in a certain condition. It doesn't matter who fixes it tonight. Okay? But the Rambam paskins, not like that Ritva, who says Reb Meir is the minority, that we don't paskin like Reb Meir. The Rambam does paskin like Reb Meir. He says, V'chol t'nai sheba'olam, bein b'kiddushin, bein b'gershin, bein b'mekach u'memkar, bein b'shar dinim amon, tzarech lios b'tanai arba advar. The Rambam says, we do follow Reb Meir. Rambam says every Tanai, whether in Gittin or Kiddushin or Mekachomemkar, business transactions and other Dinei Mamonos, other monetary situations, all these cases, Tzara Chlios B'Tanai Arba Advarim, after four things. And here they are. Right? Nalach HaBeis, Eloi Arba Advarim, here they are. Right? Shal Kol Tanai, Shal Tanai Kofel, Shehen Shal Kol Malav, Shal Tanai Kol Maizu, Tanai Dabar Shal Kaimel, and if anything is missing, it's Tanai Boto, the whole Tanai is nullified, Ukilein Shal Tanai Klal, and the Kiddushin is valid, the Gerushin is valid, the sale is valid, the gift, whatever it is valid. And he gives examples, Ketzad, and so on and so forth. Okay? Alright. The Rambam repeats this in Hilchos Zechiyo Matana, Paragimel Chazayim, Kvar Biyarnu, that was in transference and transactions and so on. Kvar Biyarnu, Shekhot Tanai Shesh Matanos, Omekalam, Vatsok Shet Tanai Kofel, Hainkol Lav, Tanai Kolomaisa, Yetanai Efshel Kaimel, and if one of these missing ain't from Tanai, okay, but the Rambam says there are certain situations there in Halacha Ches in the Chosich Matana Paragimel. The Rambam says there are certain situations where you don't have to have Tanai Kofel. Kach Horo Miktas Hagaonim Ulezeh Daiti Noted. The Rambam quotes some of the Gaonim. Rabosa Horo She'ain Tzarach Lekvalot Tanai Ela Begitna BeKiddushin Bilvad. I'm just showing you. We're not going into all of the laws of Tanai, but even the Rambam is not so clear. He said, even though he thinks it's in all cases, but he says some of the Gaonim and some of the Rebbeim said, no, it's only by getting Kiddushin. We have different rules. And he said, Ein Ladover Zeraya, but that's what my Rebbeim said, but they have no proof of that. The Ravid comes along, Asokas Ravid, Ein Ladover Zeraya, Amar Avraham, Pushain Raya Dover Zechel Dover. He quotes, no, there are possible Rayas to it, and so on and so forth. In fact, the Ravid elsewhere, in the Source 23, the Ravid in Beitza, print on the bottom of the riff. It's the Beit Adaf, it's the Yudam and Aleph in the page of the riff, Os Aleph. The Ravid writes, he says, where is it? The second line. Ata Egla es Hasod Hanela Mibnei Adam. Let me now tell you a secret, says the Ravid, which most people don't know. Shah Rishonim lo Pirshu, because the Rishonim don't explain it. Kikol ma she'amru chachamim b'tnai kafel. Everything which the Chacham said about Tanai Kofel, Tanai Kodon Lameisa, Hein Kol Olav, Tanai Meisa Dabar Echad, and so on, like in the Gemara and Gittin, and so on, and it has to be Meisa Debshul Kim Ladei Shliach. All of this, Kol Ela Lo Nemar L'Kesha Meisa Nasa Miyad. Okay? Kein Nesinus Haget, B'Chalitas Yom, She'ena Tanai Mevata Lameisa L'Afreya, Elim Karnesa Karnasa Karaya Kachok. Okay? It has to be an immediate result. Okay, Moshe gave him the land now. Well, that's the question. Okay, and that's why you need it. But if it's something that's going to take effect later, you don't. Why am I showing all of this? Because there seem to be cases where certainly the Rishonim discuss. We don't have time to look at every case, but certainly the Rishonim discuss situations where not all the mishpatei Torah are necessary. There are exceptions, perhaps one by getting Kiddushin, the Rambam says, Mizra Bayim. The Ravid seems to agree. He said it's only things that happen right away. There are many, many exceptions. Now, yeah.
Did we learn by Yaakov's night when he gets to Haran did we learn some halachic implications of how he phrases it?
There we spoke about whether you can test Hashem. If you say that's something different, wasn't it? There it was. Are you allowed to test and say if? Yeah, it's different. Yeah. There are two things. It's by Eliezer. He says the girl who comes out, if she gives me water, then yeah, that's not going to tonight.
Whole discussion.
Yeah, we're allowed to do that. Yeah, we may have discussed it. But now, yeah. So it's interesting. There is a sefer called on the Ravid from the Ravid called Kosov Sham. That's the name of the sefer. I have it on called Kosov Sham. And the way it is Kosov Sham, Amar Avram. He quotes it's Hasagas and the Balamor, in different places. Kosov Sham and then Amar Avram. He quotes the Balamor.
And not quoting the sefer.
No, no, that's what he called the sefer Kosov Sham. Or they refer to. I don't know if he named it. I'm looking at Akdama, but it's called sefer Kosov Sham La Ravid. Many of the because the Balamor said this and I tell you that. Okay. What I don't know of all of them, but in some mesechtas, the Hasagas HaRavid are printed in the back of the riff, on the bottom of the page, like in Beitza. Okay, when I found this source in Beitza, printed on the page, it's just simply called Hasagas HaRavid. And in the computer, it was called Kosov Sham. I don't know if it, a bunch.
A lot.
Not that many. Not that many.
Not as much as in Rambam.
Right, that's right. That's correct. Okay. Anyway, these didn't appear in the Shulchan Aruch as well. If you want to look it up, I don't go into, again, all these details. Eben Ezer Simon Lamed Ches is where they're found, the Chus Kedushin. Right? He says there's the four things. He possibly, you need all these conditions, but depends on your language. If you said Al-Manas, you can phrase it in different ways. All right, so Ad Kan, so to speak, the Hagdama, right? That the first half hour is the Hagdama. So all of this is a good shas sugya. It gives you an overview of the issue of Tanaim and knowing what the basic requirements of Tanaim are and seeing whether they apply in all cases and so on.
There is to do with Tanaim by marriage the way we do it, right?
What they call Tanaim, though.
So could be, though. One family could say, my daughter will marry your son.
If. That is what it is, yeah. Officially, the Tanaim.
If I do it in the stock market.
Yeah. The way we do Tanoim at a chasana, what they call Tanoim, it's an agreement basically. We're going to go forward with the chuppah. Yeah.
No, if over there, if you put it in,
right.
Then you would have.
Now, because the original Tanoim, which the Chassidim I think still do it like that, we have a text that Moshe wrote to us. Talmidim wrote on the basis of what he said. the regular time, which really doesn't, it's almost a misnomer. It doesn't say anything about time. But the Chassidish Tanaim that are printed in some Chassidish Tanaim, they use, there are all kinds. There are agreements to give a certain amount of money and so on. It really is. It may well, okay? But it's a whole different arrangement. In other words, it's our Tanaim.
Does Tanaim have something in it about money?
No, it just says Masha. No, it's in the Ksuba, not in the Tanaim. Yeah, the Tanaim doesn't say anything. The Tanaim just says that the we already met all the agreement arrangements. We already made all the arrangements. All the agreements are in place. All the agreements are already in place. So now all they got to do is go on with the marriage. But in the Chassidish Tanaim, it's more like you say. They make certain. Now they do it before. They don't do it the chup. You know, they do it months before. The vart. That's what the real vart is. Anyway, the gate right. Well, now became its own. Got its own name. Anyway, Akitzer. Right. Anyway, yeah, everything's exaggerated. But, so all of this now, having said, like I said, this first 35 minutes was Agdoma. So I gave you an overview of the dinim of Tanayim, and Tanakov, all these things based on Tanayim ben Egon ben Reuben. Now let's bring it over to the realm of mitzvahs. Very interesting, it's not on the sheets, because this edition of the, this volume of the Truvah Shalom Meshav is not on the computer. In the Truvah Shalom Meshav, the Yosef Shalom Nathan, the Madura Kli Saw, Chelek Aleph, at the end of Simon Tov, Chof Aleph, he has a lot of in that whole discussion, different when the Mishpatei HaTanaim have to be followed and they don't. He says at the end the following. Vehine b'Shabbos Kodesh Pashas Matos. Sorry, Pashas Matos Masei. Shnas Tof Reish Chamed Chav Dalet. Tof Reish Chav Dalet. This was 1864. I think. Makes sense. Because the Tof Shin Chav Dalet was 1964. Right. So it's Tof Reish Chav Dalet. In 1864, on Shabbos Pashas Matos Masei, the Shalom Moshe writes, I said a Chiddush about Tanayim, because it's a topic of Benegav Neruin. So he said, Hinei b'Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Matos Masei, Shnas Tov Reish Chav Dalet, Amar Tidavar Chodesh, the Ad Kan Lo B'inan Mishpatei Tanayim, the Tanay Kodon Maisa, Ukfilas HaTanayim, Rak B'Divrei HaRishus, I've never heard this before, Avomashu Mitzvah Lasos, all of these requirements, you have to meet the conditions as per Tanay Benegav Neruin, everything we've discussed till now, that's only by Divrei HaRishus, something that's an optional. But avomashu mitzvah lasos umasa alzeh. I want to do a mitzvah, but I fix a condition. A lo tzarch mishpat hatanayim. That dinu kain b'vadai hatanay kayim. Okay, he says that when it comes to a mitzvah. Oh, now that's what he said. That's what he wants. That's what he said. It was a chiddush. Okay, and he says that he said not a chiddush, but that's what's relevant to us. So now, let's come to the realm of mitzvahs. Again, I want to get to the acceptance of Shabbos Allah tonight. But first, take a look at the tshuva that I printed in Source 25 from Rav Moshe Sternbruch, Tshuvas on Haggas, Chelek Aleph, Siman Nun Dalet. So it talks also about a common situation. It says, Shela, Kriyashma Baboker al Tanai. It sometimes comes up, Kriyashma. Right? Let's say, Solzman Kriyashma is 9:20. Let's say, right? And so they come to 9 o'clock minyan, and it's not clear. We're going to get up to Kriya Shema in time for Zosman Kriya Shema. So the guy at 9 o'clock or 9:05 will say Kriya Shema or in Karbonis, you know, at the beginning or at home. He'll say, yeah, yeah. So he says, or with the case that he's talking about, he wants to, so he wants, his case, yeah, his case is Kriya Shema Baruch HaTanai Lotse Shita Samogon Avrom. The Mogon Avrom's man is 36 minutes earlier than the Grua. Steady, always 36 minutes earlier than the Grua. So he says, as he wants to make it, so let's read what he says. Matzu she'ena anu magim v'kriyash ma'koseh m'yukah b'shabbosos. In the weekdays, not always a problem. But the Shabbos, we very often get to kriyash ma'koseh. Achrei she'ena, present we daven. Achrei she'ovar azman l'mogon avroam, shemona ma'os v'shachar shosyon. V'rotzim la'as, lotzeis al koponim, v'zeh d'araisa, gamma d'ya, guy wants to be, din d'araisa, kriyash ma'koseh, wants to be yotzi, even according to the mogon avroam. So they read it before davening. On the other hand, Aval Bezeh, so you gain the Mogan of Rome's one, but by saying Kriya Shema before davening, you lose Kriya Shema v'chaseh. Aval Bezeh, mafsidim l'charche Kriya Shema b'librocha. Right? You lose, you gain that you're able to shoot the Mogan of Rome, but you lose Kriya Shema v'chaseh. So what should you do? And Chazal tikkun l'chatzil v'chaseh, she'el gam b'brocha instead of Kriya Shema. Vimlifnei b'chata Torah, tzidan v'chma she'el b'chata Torah. That's another issue. So he says, or a person gets up in the middle of the night, to learn and so on. So what do you do? Says the common practice, says the Rosh Hashanah, is you say it, make a Tanai. And you say that if we get up to the shul with the bracha, now I'm just reading a parsha, Shavua, reading, learning Chumash. shouldn't count as Kriya Shema. So that way, when if the shul will get up to the regular Kriya Shema Bichoseh the right time, so then that'll be my mitzvah. This won't count. But if the shul doesn't, then this should count. Right? So that's what he says. So says the Rav Sternbach, Rakagon Rabbi Saul Salantes Atzal Chiddush Shetzar Kol Gidrei Tanoim. If you want this trick to work, you have to say it like, if they'll get up to, but if they won't get up to, that's what he said. Well, I think so. He says, Shitzar kol gidrei toim, tzai kofol, hein kodul lav, tzai kodul maisa, v'shamati shehiskim, huh?
The way everybody does it, they just
think. I know. So that, he says, the Rishon Salanter said not that way. And he says, V'shamati sh'iskim u'dvar ha'gana chazanish. He said, Chazanish also agreed. That's a tremendous, I don't know who does that. But that's what Sternbach writes. He says, after all, we learn that all Tanoim and so on have to match the Tanoim B'nei Gavai Ruvit. So if you want this trick to work by Kriya Shema, I mean, you can extend this to other things. You know, the Avnei Nezer's famous Tanai by Afikoman. Right, the Chatzos and so on, you have a Tanai, or Sir Saomer, people want to count all the Tanai. There are numerous areas of mitzvahs according to this Chiddush.
Huh? Mishnah by, isn't it by Yom Tov? Today is Yom Tov, and I'm
gonna... But guys, that's not really Tanai. I'm just saying, if today's Yom Tov, I should really carry with Erev Tavshilin, right?
That's what I will do. I'm saving about the facts right now.
Right now. So that's going to be... Hold that thought.
Wouldn't that be the model because you're,
for me, well, because there you're not saying... It's a little... It may relate to... Hold the thought. I mean,
if tomorrow's Yom Tov, if today's Yom Tov, then what I'm saying now is nothing. It's not a tonight.
Right.
It's a Matzias.
Yeah, it's a little different. You're not saying I don't want this to count. It's just, it automatically is nothing.
It
but let's see. It may relate to what we're getting to. Hold the thought. Right.
Not because I don't want it to be.
Right.
Because the fact is, it's not.
It's not, yeah. Okay, but anyway, that's sort of Sternbach writes. Now, most people don't do this. So you can go back to the Sholem Eshiv, who says, well, it's the whole Mishnah Torah not needed by Kriya Shema, because that's not the... the mitzvah is not a dvar reshus. What more people quote is the Chiddush Ramban in Bava Basra, printed in source 26. The Ramban writes in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chav Bava Mebeis, he says, V'yesh Omer, because Ramban's already a Rishon, and Shom Eshav is a Chiddush and Hacham, but Ramban, the Rishon, writes, V'yesh Omer, ki gamrinan mitznai b'nei gar b'nei ruvein, hani mili ki yotze v'shu tnai shabein odom l'chavero. All these stipulations are needed only when it impacts something I'm doing vis-a-vis another person. Ben ola chavero. Aval tanai shebeino levein atzmo. When I make a tanai related to something I'm doing, and that'll relate to Erev Tavshilin, or Kriya Shema, what's it got to do with nobody else? I can make whatever tanai I want after tanai kofel and tanai kolamaisa, right? Bechol inyan havi tanai. That tam nosin shar midaito isne. I want this to be this way. I want it to be that it won't count. What's it got to do with you? Here, well, it's another person's involved. It's a sale. It's a transaction. It's getting its kedushin. It impacts somebody else. So then we have all these rules that for tanai to be valid. It has to be like tanai b'negar by Reuven. But says the Ramban, if it's a personal thing, I can make whatever. Okay, that's the, philosophically.
Pain, yeah.
Right, yeah.
So
you don't need it.
It's not a tanai. The tonight means I won't obligate myself.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's all about?
Well, he says,
if I make $100 this week, then I'll say till in 3 days every morning.
Right, so
if I don't, I won't. That's what
you don't have, but you don't have to say that. Because
the kind of result we're talking about is
mm-hmm.
something you do with and for yourself,
mm-hmm.
not another person.
That's the Chiddush Ramban. So I'd like to bring that over now to have the discussion, which was the original topic. Now we come to the end. This business of the Mekabel Shabbos ala Tanai. I started off by saying, you know, sometimes, not around this time of year, but sometimes I have early Shabbos, so Lichtbenchen, it says on the little calendar, 4:22. So the wife's not quite ready. Some of the kids are still in the tub, or they didn't put the blech on yet. You still have time. We're not talking when it's already Shabbos on the clock. I mean, it's already sunset, it's tough. Okay, but let's say it's 18 minutes before. Let's assume it's 18 minutes before. And I still have my 18 minutes, right? In the common line. I still have my 18 minutes. And sometimes the husband and the wife, they're not quite ready. If she wants the bench lift in the proper time. So in the Yiddish, you say, Habanin Zinnin. I have in mind that I'm not being a Kabbal Shabbos with this candle lighting. Right? So does that work? It's a condition. I'm only writing down the condition. It doesn't obligate me in Shabbos.
Yeah,
so,
huh?
We'll get to it. So the firstly, you could argue, where does this come from? I just want to give you quickly the background, and I'll get to it quickly. So, where does all come? What does lighting candles have to do with accepting Shabbos? So there's the famous sheet of the Bahag. It originates in Hilchos Chanukah. It's printed in Source 27. The Bahag in Siman Tes, Hilchos Chanukah. The Bahag writes, "Sefer Halachos Gedolos, the Hoch Eichad Deboy Luke in their Chanukah and their Shabbos. It's Erev Shabbos Chanukah. Now I have to light Shabbos candles and Chanukah candles. Which one should you do first?" So I could have argued, well, what difference does it make? I can light the Shabbos candles first. I like Shabbos candles that are large enough. The main thing is the Shabbos candles should be burning during the meal. So I light large Shabbos candles. I'll light Chanukah candles. Why not? I mean, offhand, there's nothing problematical, right? So the Bahag writes, no. He says, Bereisha Madlik the Chanukah. The Hadar Madlik the Shabbos. Shabbat. You have to light Chanukah candles first. Why? The Adlik the Shabbos Bereisha. It's our Leilad Luke the Chanukah. Once you lit the Shabbos candles, you can't light Shabbos Chanukah candles. Once you lit the Shabbos candles, you can't light Chanukah candles anymore. Why? The Chat Mishum the Kabla Kibla LeShabbos Alei. The Bahag is the Mar de Shmaitza. He's going to originate that lighting Shabbos candles is considered as if what? You accepted Shabbos. So you can't light the Shabbos candles and then light the Chanukah. So says the Bahag. The Ran is the earliest. The Ran. The Ran writes this. The Ran on the Riff in Shabbos on Daf Yudam and Beis. It's a long run. It started with Yudam and Aleph. At the very end, he quotes the Rabbanu disagrees. He says, the Kaiman, the Rabbanu Tikkun, should add Lokka Malacha Chrona. Since the what's our Lokka's Neiris, that should be the last thing you do. So Vadai, Misha Madlik, Barish Shabbos, Kaya, Gomer Bedaito, Shalo Yasim Malacha. That means understood that now you're ready for Shabbos. That's what lighting candles means. So therefore, that's what he says. Nimtza mekabel Shabbos la'achar l'kosu k'divei ba'halachos. He says like the Bahag. Not everyone agrees. The Rosh disagrees. Not everyone agrees with this Bahag.
Every night they lit candles.
Yeah, it was light. That's how I got light in the house. Exactly. Okay.
But
right, which is for Shabbos. Go to the whole. We'll get to that in a second. But I'm saying the Ran agrees with the Bahag. The Rosh, I printed again in Shabbos Parag Beis Siman Chav Dalet, disagrees. He brings the raya from the fact that the Gemara says that there were six tekiyas. You know, he used to blow shofar. Sometimes Yerushalayim now also have a siren. You know that lets you know how many Shabbos and so. Yeah, some place in some neighborhoods. You know, so the Gemara used to have the shofar and the first sound let the people out in the fields know it's time to start heading back. Then the second one, whatever, that a whole system. And one of them says that after the last one, there's still time basically to cook something. It sounds like you can light the candles and still have time to cook something. Anyway, so the Rosh, we don't have time to read all inside. The Rosh disagrees with the Bahag. The Ghost Maimoni. This is important in Source 30 in the Mordechai, but I print them that goes Maimon in Hilchos Shabbos in the Ramban Parakei in Os Reish. That goes Maimon. He writes, he says, you know, he quotes the sheet of the Bahag, and everyone agrees with the Bahag. He quotes those who disagree. But look at the fourth line. He says, Omnam Maharam. His Rebbe is the Maharam of Rutenberg. So obviously an important major figure, last of the Malaitosis really, you know, the major figure of Ashkenazic Tzak. So he quotes Omnam Maharam Hinig Lahasnos. Kodem Shiyadlik, Shalol LeKabal HaShabbos Ad SheYosir HaNer MiYado. Because wait a second, you light Shabbos candles, and that's considered you accept the Shabbos, can't blow out the match now. Because you accept the Shabbos, so what do you do?
Drop it.
So the Maharam Rutenberg advised people to make it Tanai. LaHasnos Kodem Shiyadlik, Shalol LeKabal HaShabbos Ad SheYosir HaMiYado. I'm lighting on a condition that I'm not Mekabal Shabbos until I blow out the match or something like that. Okay. Oh, at Tfilas Arbis, or until they daven Meir, whatever they got up to Baruch Hu, or by us the Mizmor Shalom Shabbos, and so on and so forth. Okay. So the Maram Rutenberg institutes, so to speak, this notion of some sort of a Tanai. The Tur in Hilchos Shabbos in Siman Reish Samach Gimel of Aruch Chaim quotes Kosa Bahag the Kabbal Shabbos Tluya Barlokas Amer. Shabbos accepted. You have a question? Yeah.
I don't understand who the counterparty in this Tanai is.
Oh, good. Oh, there's no counterparty.
Right.
So, you're saying if... Well, that's what we're going to have to see.
That
impacts another person. But here it's like Kriyashma. I'm saying I'm accepting... And really, this is more like the Erev Tavshilin case. Because I'm saying that if I'm not going to be obligated in Shabbos, I'm lighting candles. If not, then the candles shouldn't count. It's a little difficult to see. Hold the thoughts. We'll want to get to it at the end. But they use the language of tonight. That's my point here. That's the Maram Rutenberg. It's quoted by the Ghost Maimon, by the Mordechai also. So the Tur writes, he quotes the Bahag, Kosa Bahag, the Kabbal Shabbos, Tlu Badlok Kasaner. The Kevon Shidlik Neshul Shabbos Chal of Shabbos. And Nezer Kosav Shetzorach Lahakdim Neshul Chanukah Shal Shabbos. Good. Otherwise, he'll be lying. He goes, Vatosus Kosav Shein Tolabad Lokos Aner. And he says, Tosus disagrees. Okay, I didn't print on a page, but the Drisha knows obviously there's no such Tosus. Okay, but we saw the Rosh. He says he looked around, he didn't find any Tosus. So it may not be Tosus, it was the Rosh. I mean, the Rosh said it's okay, not everyone agrees. Okay, so the long Beis Yosef, I'm going to skip in source 32, the Beis Yosef just lines up the sheet as we said most of it already. He quotes it. Now, Tosus, other people, fine, whoever it is. Okay, now, this sheet that makes its way into the Shulchan Aruch. In Simreish Samar Gimel Sif Yud, Mechaber quotes the Bahag. But he says a couple things. Well, let's read it. But Bahag came with sitting there Shabbos Chalav Shabbos and Esam Malachor. Good. Val Pizan Noah goes Ktsas Nashim. Therefore, it's a practice among some women. Sha'achar Sheberchu Veidliko Aneros Mashlichos La'aretz Hapsila. They drop it, okay? And they don't blow it out. But the Yesh Omrim She Masne Kodem Sheidliko She'ena Mekabela Shabbos Ad Sheom Achazen Baruchu Moel. Some say, that's Mar Rutberg, if you make a Tanai, you say, I'm lighting as a condition, and I'm not Mekabel Shabbos until the actual Zman, until they get the Baruch, or whatever, or until, you know, the exact time of Shkia, or whatever, that helps. The Yesh Romish Animal, so some say Tanai doesn't work. The Yesh Chokim al Bahag goes all together. Some disagree with the whole Yisod of the Bahag. The Omer Shein Kabbal Shabbos, talk about this now, Philip to his Arvis. Shekeimah Shamar Chaz and Baruch, Kol Parsh Malachim Son. Uldidan, Kevin Shil Mizu Shil Yom Shabbos. Good. So the Ramor writes, "Aminig Shaosa Isha Madlekes Mekabelas Shabbos Padloka." The Ramor says the Minig is like the Bahag, that at least for the woman, you know, the husband not, but at least for the woman, lighting the candles constitutes accepting Shabbos. Imlo Shehis Natchila, unless she says Tanai. Now the Ramor writes, "It was Ibi Yisur Vafilu Tanai Belave Sagi." He says you don't have to specify. You can have in mind I'm not Mekabel Shabbos. Okay.
Every week,
I don't know, maybe. Okay, I don't know. But then he says it can even be believe. However, the Mogen Avraham comments, let me just finish because I'm going to wait, I'll take questions afterwards. The Mogen Avraham comments in Sukkot Nechof 34. He says, Mikol Makom, nearly the Ein Lahasnos, you shouldn't do this tonight, Ki Letzorech, unless there's some real need. You probably shouldn't do it for many weeks. In other words, it should be a Yotzim and a call, some special need. This shouldn't be a habitual act. It shouldn't be, okay? Yeah, I don't know. Okay, because after all, some make a machlokas about it, and the Mishnah Berurah, by the way, brings that as well in the next source in 35. The Mishnah Berurah the Mogen Avraham said that. Before we get to Mishnah Berurah, the Mogen Avraham says, look back at the Sif Hei, because Sif Hei talks about the following. The Sif Hei, which I printed there from that same list, Simon Reis Samuel Gimel, says, what about the Brocha? This is the old problem with the Brocha. You make a Brocha of Lahadlik Nershul Shabbos, so how can you not light the candle?
The Mekabel Shabbos.
Now he's not looking at there, but the Brocha. So that's, and the Ramor is Choshish for this. Okay? The Ramor is Choshish. So that's why this is one of the rare mitzvahs where you make the Brocha after the Hadlaka. That's what the women do. They make the Svardim do not. Svardim make the Brocha before. I think so. Yeah, the Pasha is like that. Huh?
Yeah. That's what I heard in the name. That basically his wife would make the Brocha.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Because the story about Yomtov, by Shabbos also. Oh, right. So, because the whole story about Yomtov, the wife of the Prishops had a whole. The wife of the Prishops, the son's mother. The Hakdom was written by the son of the Prishops. So he called him mother, the wife of the Prishops. Anyway.
But, really, it's a switch, but we still don't.
We don't, right. Most of
them. Would be having mind to finish the Suda in a different place.
Oh, maybe like brachas, maybe. But anyway, so the Mogen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah there, it's the earlier part of Reish Samar Gimel, they all say, because, you know, you won't be able to light candles after, so that's why the woman covered their eyes, by the way, because then it's a little bit over Lassi Yosan. Because it's like, I didn't see it, you know. It's like something, a little kid, you know, when the kid acts up, and you see me, he covers his eyes. Oh, I'm not here. So that's all right, anyway, they may have some cabalistic things, but anyhow, all of this, the Mishnah Berurah also wrote in 38, Sivkot Mandalad, Ein Lahasnos Kim Lutzorech. All right. However, the issue, now, it's important, before I get to the punchline here, I just want to mention, not everybody agrees, or there are certain times you can't do this. This condition, for example, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan talks about, which I'm not going to read inside because it's late, in Sinarei Shalakil Sifu Test, but it's really, it's in the Shulchan Aruch also. If the woman daven Myriv, okay, then you can't do it. You can't make a Tanai. Once you said Baruch Hu Mizrashi, even if it's early, like this time of year, it's 7:20, it's not going to get dark till 8:30. Then you can't do this condition. It's only for the Adlokas Neiros. Okay? Well, that's what we assume is Shabbos. All right, let's assume that. Let's assume, okay, no, I think it's Asher, fine. Okay? But the point is that the reason I mention this, it probably means, so I'm sorry, take a look at 41. Yeah, Tefillah. Davening. Right. This is Moshiach on Shabbos. We make it earlier, yeah. But in terms of this din, I'm not sure. The Mishnah Berurah and Sim Katan Nun, in source, it should say 41b. Afad Loki Yeshon the Mahani Tanai, the Tefillah Shiny came and she's Kibok Dusha Shabbos. That's Sim Katan Nun of Reish Sama Gimel. By Tefillah, it doesn't work, because you mentioned the Kaddish Shabbos area. That you can't do. I'll tell you where this plays an important role. Okay, you mentioned before. With regards to the Bruch of Shechayonu. Okay, let's say it's Yontif, and you're Makabal Yontif, I have in mind. That's why I always announce it. Okay, it's not in the sheets, but the Kafa Chaim, it's in the Tav Kuf Yud Dalad and Os Kuf Yud Beis. And the Orchas Chaim Spinka, and Reish Sama Gimel Sigar Rav, they're all right. I mean, trust me, I have this form here, but it's late, so I'm already inside. But they all talk about, by Shechayonu, this trick doesn't work either. So if it's Yontif, and you're on Makabal Yontif early, and you have the same thing, you can light candles, but then don't say Shechayonu. If you can't have in Zinnin Tanai for Yontif.
Okay?
That's where it comes from. But I'm saying, let's say it's not Shabbos, it's Erev Yontif. And the woman's not ready yet, so she's lighting candles, but she still wants to turn out the lights or to draw the bath. So she can have in mind, but not once you say Shechayonu. Because the Gemara says that's the...
It doesn't matter if they have an issue
Yom Tov. Right.
Those four words,
not a problem. Right, but Shechayonu is. Why? Because the Gemara says, it's the Ferish of Gemara, 42, Erevin Mem of Beis, the Gemara is talking about what you were talking about. The Gemara is talking about Shechayonu a la Kos. You usually make a Shechayonu by Kiddush, right? So when do you say Shechayonu Kippur, there is no Kos? So Gemara proposed, why don't you say Shechayonu, make Kiddush on Yom Kippur. You know when? Before Yom Kippur starts. Okay, and make Kiddush, and say Shechayonu, and drink the wine before going to Kol Nidre. So the Gemara says, no, Yom Kippur, hey, Chavad, I mevarach of Ishasi, Kevah, and Omar Zman, Kibla Alev Asada. Once you said Shechayonu, then you accepted Yom Kippur, so you can't drink the wine anymore. So that's why, in many shuls, I know I always remind the women on Erev Yom Kippur, before Yom Kippur, because it's very common. Because that's one time many women talk a bench licht, and they all want to have it right, because they want to drive to shul. Right? They don't live nearby. Or they're going to carry the machzor to shul if there's no Erev or whatever. Okay, so we always tell them, this is one time, we're just about, even women who don't like to do this all the time, but that's a tzorech. It's Leil Yom Kippur. They need to drive to shul for Kol Nidre. So they light candles at home, and they have in mind, I'm not accepting Yom Kippur. So I always try to remind the women in the shul, but don't say Shechayonu, because then it won't work. And once you say Shechayonu, then therefore you should wait and say Shechayonu together in shul with the men. We said it by Kol Nidre. It's the rice, so we're not saying Shechayonu. All right, well, in terms of Shechayonu. For this Simlacha we're doing. All right.
But that's only if you say you Mekabel, that you're not doing any Simlacha.
Right, so we usually are Mekabel in Tfil Zaka, the Mekabel. But okay, you're right, it's a good R.
She could be
all right.
But that, husband
another issue, right. But anyway, I just want to end with all of this. I've said all of this, but okay, so I thought it was important to stick that in, that this trick doesn't work by Shechayonu. Fine. But it works for Shabbos candles. But nobody in all this discussion said that when you make the Tanai of accepting Shabbos, has to be Tanai Kafel, if they both, no one brought that up. And Rav Sternberg brought it up with regards to Kriya Shema, to the Sol Solanter and the Chazon Ish. So I won't say any time. But isn't it strange, why in the world not? So you could fall back on that Rabban who said that it's only when by when it impacts somebody else and it only impacts you. Or the Sholom Meshiv. Rabban is in Bava Basra. It's in Source 26. The Kedush Rabban is in Bava Basra. Kufchav Bava Beis. Yesh Omrim Ki Gamrinan Mitai B'nei Garvan Ruvain. Hanimila Ki Yotzi Bo Shu Tanai Shemen L'Chavero. Ava Tanai Shemen L'Bematzim B'chol Inyan Havi Tanai even without it. So that's the Rabban. You can fall back on that Rabban or you can fall back on a Sholom Meshiv who says it's only by Dvar Rishus, not by Dvar Mitzvah. But I noticed, and this was bothered me, and it was really what you were thinking of, Dr. Colton, because, wait a minute, this isn't a real Tanai. They use the lesson of Tanai. But you asked it, Josh, what are the two sides here exactly? You're not saying, if I'm Mekabel Shabbos. What you're saying is, I'm Mekabel Shabbos. I don't want this to count as Kabbalah Shabbos. So where's the Tanai?
It turns out I don't need to do any Melachos.
I don't know.
My Kabbalah Shabbos will be now.
Is that what it is? And maybe. That's not reason. I know, but I don't think it's the same. Because here you're just saying it's a fact. It's like the Erev Tamshichin case. I'm saying that if this act of lighting candles should not count for me as Kabbalah Shabbos. It's not really
so
a
tonight. You don't have the benefit they have over there. That you can choose either Eruv.
I know, that's why it's different. I'm saying that's why it's different, but I'm saying, but it's not a two-sided. So and then I was, Baruch Hashem, so this bothered me. The Tzitz Eliezer addresses that. That's the last source. Let's finish quickly. The Tzitz Eliezer is in Chelek Yod of his Tshuva Siman Yud Tes. He says, he quotes a Felder from Toronto, and he says, you know, the same thing. How could you have Shabbos to tonight? After all, it's less of a shlichas. All these things, huh? There's no other side. So he says, I think you can say the whole thing is not the same thing. Ain't kan Kabbalah Shabbos b'tanai, ela yesh kan tanai she'adayin ain't eno mekabel Shabbos b'adlokozos. That's not exactly tanai, even though they use the word, exactly. Even though they use Lashon Tanai, he pointed that out. It still bothers me. It's more like a Gilim Hilsa. So he says he doesn't think, he says it only has to be, you only have to worry about the Dinat Tanayim when it's when it's two sides to it. That's not the case here. Okay? The Tzitz Eliezer wasn't the last source. The only thing I thought, and as I finished my message, the only thing I thought maybe it's not only a matter of Kabbalah Shabbat, it's a matter of being Mekayim the mitzvah of Adlakas Neiros. Because it's also mitzvah of Adlakas Neiros. Well, you're if it's true that the Adlakas Neiros is the mitzvah, so then I'm saying if this act binds me to keep all of Shabbos, you know, all the dinim right away. So then I don't want this to be the mitzvah of Adlakas Neiros Shabbos. I only want it to be mitzvah of Adlakas Neiros Shabbos on the condition that it's not going to bring along with it all the chivim of Shabbos.
Right.
Maybe that's why it's a tanai. I'm just suggesting that.
If it doesn't start Shabbos,
yeah.
And you still want to have the mitzvah,
right? I want to be mekayim the mitzvah. That's what I thought. Tzitz Eliezer makes the point, but lamaise everyone else uses the word tanai. So I was just justifying they use the word tanai that maybe it's a din in the it's a tanai in the hamaisa adlok as a maisa mitzvah. It'll only be a mitzvah on the condition that I'm not. It's not bringing along with it all the chivim of Shabbos. And if it does, then I don't want to be mekayim the mitzvah right now. I'll do the halacha later or whatever. It'll count. It'll be burning later, so it'll count. From later. I don't know. You have to think about it. Yeah.
Maybe there's an interesting nafkamina to whether or not you bring on Shabbos for yourself. Let's just say it's a husband and wife. Husband goes to shul, comes back. And
yeah, it's
still, wife,
right.
And
it'll happen this time of year. Yeah.
And now the question is, kiddush. The husband has already been Mekadosh Diyom.
Right.
If the woman has, hasn't said good Shabbos, whatever.
Yeah, Kivegas, right?
Maybe he.
Yeah, wouldn't.
Maybe
wouldn't,
that's
enough.
For
so what about
you? Maybe. No, but that's the whole dogma. We don't have time for that now, but yeah. Yeah, it could be enough. That's a dogma of love. Yeah, it's a different story. Anyway, this is just an issue of Kabbalah Shabbos HaLatanayim, a little introduction to Mishnah HaLatanayim. Agurin Shabbos, everybody.